Bless the Lord.
On the wings of the snow white dove, he sent his pure sweet love. As time come about,
talking about faith. So y'all just listen to the words.
Walk on faith.
Bless them, Lord.
Stronger than fear.
Amen.
For it
grace, we are bound to arrive. If we walk on faith, trust in love, to keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the battle is so wide, we stumble and try. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith and trust in the Lord. Yeah, you walk on faith.
Hey, man. Yep.
I don't know. say I'll have you upbeat, now I'm going to bring you down.
Come on. Bless you,
that's what I do.
That's what he does.
That's a sad song.
He said that's what he does.
Not yet.
Little early, kids.
Lucy. Not yet. Gotta wait.
Go play back.
Wait till Dan gets
done. I like their zeal.
Yeah, yep. Boy.
Yep. There's racing.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
Bless the Lord.
Beautiful song, no, Dan.
Sing
that song that good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. That was supposed to be.
Bring me one down. That's right now.
I tell you right now.
I'll go with Jordan.
Yeah.
Hello, Lou.
People can't sit down and all this stuff. It's all your stuff.
Bless the Lord.
Now he can sit down. Yeah, you gotta wait.
I'm having a hard time.
See you in a minute, okay?
Amen.
He said he
worked. He's got me over this side. I'm loud as everybody in there. All of them.
I watched a movie yesterday.
Bless her.
And it was a true story.
Bless her.
About a little girl.
Yes.
She lost her mother and she went into foster care. And she was in search of a father.
Yeah.
And so she, they were going to put her in a foster care, and she said, no, I'm going to find my dad.
Bless you, Rita.
So she did. And so he took her in, and he started to rape her. And she begged him to walk to school one day. And when she did, she stepped out in front of a bus. And while she was in the hospital, she was a very Christian type child, and she went to this church, and her favorite song was "It Is Well With My Soul."
Amen.
So parts of this church came and sung this song, so I'm gonna try to sing it.
Bless her,
because it is one of my favorite songs also.
Bless her.
But she did pass away. But she, you know, she steered her dad in the right direction because
Amen.
She was an alcoholic. And she, that was one of her requests.
Amen.
Was for him to get on the right track.
Bless you, Rita.
And he did.
Amen.
Bless her, Lord.
Amen.
When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows rose, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say,
yes.
It is well with my soul.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Though Satan shall bow,
he will.
If the trial shall come, let this be blessed assurance control.
Amen. Listen up.
That Christ has regarded as my helpless estate, and has shed his own blood for my soul.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
It is well.
Amen. Bless you, Rita.
With my soul. It is well with my soul.
Amen.
My sin, oh, the bless of this glorious star. My sin, not in part, but the whole.
Oh my. Yes, Hazel.
When my face shall be sad, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound.
Yes. Singing.
Mm-hmm.
So, telling you, good spirit. Good spirit. Good place to be. I got a couple announcements I want to make this morning. We're going to ordain Brother Patrick Cherry, Brother Danny Tibbs tonight to be deacons in this body of believers in this church. And I encourage you very much to not only be here tonight to encourage them and show your support of them, but I'd like to ask the women if they could bring something tonight, just snack food, nothing, you know, just snacks. I don't know. I'll probably stop by a house and get a thing of fruit or something. But some kind of snack. I think it'll be probably not too long. We'll have a little time there to fellowship. I'm looking forward to it myself. I was up early this morning praying about it.
Amen.
Looking into what I'll be saying tonight. I got blessed even looking into the matter. I've never done an ordination service before. This will be my first ordination service. I've been in all kinds of them, just never done one. I was in mine, amen, when I got ordained as a preacher. But we'll be doing the ordination tonight. I'll be much in prayer about that. If you can be here by any means, starts at 6 o'clock. We would encourage you to be here. Just show support to these two men. We got a lot of confidence in these two men. I seen Brother Danny already jumping the gun this morning. I seen Sharon over here sitting by the piano, and she said, "And here he came." And I seen Brother James, and here he came. Brother Danny, he done started doing his job, amen. Man, he fixed this thing up where Sharon could sing. He lowered that volume down a little bit there for Brother James. That's pretty much what the deacons do.
Yeah.
They help out with the burden of the church.
Yes.
Now, the pastor does all he can, and then some, and any kind of relief is a blessing. I'm just sitting there thinking about I baptized Brother Patrick back there. And I was just thinking about all the times I could get Brother Patrick. I said, "Brother Patrick, you could help me baptize this fellow here. It was all I could do, take him down, bring him up." I'm kind of glad that's over with, amen. But anyway, we're so thankful for these two men willing to be helpers in the work. And we want to show all the honor that we can to them tonight. It'll start at 6 o'clock. And I hope you can be here. Pray about that. Another thing, Brother Charles Fishback called me this morning early and asked me if I could come to their church the third Sunday of May, which is May the 21st. He wants me to come that morning, if I understood him right, do the Sunday school and the service that morning. But I'm okay with that. But he asked me to bring the church with me when I come. And I want y'all to have a say in that. My thoughts on that is that we need to have the church open in case somebody shows up that maybe you've invited. I mean, we'll forget the time Brother James showed up and Miranda had invited him. He said, "Where's Miranda?" And I said, "I can't answer that, buddy, but I'm glad to have you." And he's been coming ever since, amen.
Yeah.
And Miranda, bless her heart, I appreciate her so much inviting him. James, a true blessing to me.
Yeah.
And Miranda brought that blessing by inviting him. And we don't have any problem with the church going, but if we are going to go as a church, let me know. We want to post it thoroughly on the church's website, on the Facebook page. Some of you may not want to go, and I want you to have the opportunity to come here. We'll get somebody to fill in for us. That won't be hard to do. I'll just tell you right now, we'll get somebody to fill in for us. If you want to be here that Sunday morning, that's the third Sunday of May, we'll make arrangements where somebody will be here. But if you do want to go, I'm okay either way. I have no problem at all being there. Like I said, it ain't hard to fill old Brother Eddie's shoes. I'll get somebody in here. But if you want to be there, we'll have some kind of discussion about that tonight.
Amen.
The last thing I want to mention this morning is Brother Lee Watts. He's the one who got the pages back on the bulletin board back there. He's got a radio program, and he's the chaplain of the Capitol in Kentucky. And he mentioned something yesterday that I thought was so important that I recorded it and put it on our internet webpage, but I'll mention a little bit here this morning. Our governor that we have right now, I won't mention no names, I don't want to get us knocked off Facebook. You got to tiptoe nowadays. But our governor, he overextended his bounds when he shut the churches down Easter Sunday.
Yes, he did.
He did not have the authority, nor did he have the right to do that.
Nope.
But he done that, and they pressed charges against him. He lost in a court of law, and he has to pay now $274,000 fine for that mistake that he did. He done himself.
Yeah.
Now, here's why Brother Lee brought this up. They fined Kim Davis because she refused to issue a marriage license to the same sex couple.
Yeah.
And she was acquitted of that, but they wouldn't hire more lawyers. And she ended up being fined. And they made her pay her fine herself. Brother Lee Watts said, "We need to be sure that our governor pays his own fine, that we don't have to pick up the bill for his mistake."
Right.
And he gives the information on there, like call the secretary, call the call the secretary of the state of Kentucky, the auditor, and I think the administrator, something like that. It's all on the Patriot Point website. I don't want to labor too much right here. But anyway, I would like for you to also check into that. That's pretty important. He overreached as a governor his authority of his office.
That's right.
All right, I'll shut up there. We're going to be preaching this morning. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate y'all's prayers. Believe you me, it makes a difference. It really does. We're going to be reading out of Ephesians. Oh, that's another announcement. We finished up the book of Acts last Wednesday. We're going to be teaching out of the book of Ephesians. It's been said that Ephesians is the Grand Canyon of the Bible. And I didn't say that, others did. But it is a very good epistle that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. But Ephesians chapter 5, we'll read a couple, three verses there. Ephesians chapter 5. Somebody said, "You use notes?" Sometimes I do. If I want to give scripture reference, my little pea brain, it ain't working too good anyway. But I want to give Bible verses, references when I preach. That way, if you're interested enough, you can do like those Bereans did there in Acts 17. You can look up the scripture and see whether those things are so or not.
Right.
But here, Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse number 25. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." And that is our text verse. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. We'll stop our reading right there. And we're preaching today on Do You Love the Church? And listen good today. Father, we thank you for the good service that we've already had.
Yes.
Lord, the good singing, the good spirit's been here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the people that pray, Lord, for the services of this church. Thank you, Father, for these members, Lord. Faithful, Lord, and Lord, very talented. And Lord, every church needs some good people like this church has, Lord.
Yes.
And I'm blessed to be their pastor, so thankful to be where I am this morning. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, you would help us today. You gave us this message. We're just a messenger boy. Help us to deliver this message, Father, as you gave it to us. Help us, Father, to draw from the wells of the water of the Word of God. Lord, that we might, I pray, if there be somebody here thirsty this morning, to satisfy that thirst. If there be somebody hungry this morning, Lord, that we might satisfy that hunger. Lord, that all the glory might be given unto you. Help our country, Lord, it's lost sight of how it became great. And Lord, they're trying to find their way back. The boundaries have been moved. Lord, they've made many mistakes. Help our country, Lord, to have a Nineveh type repentance.
Yes.
To proclaim without any shame that we made a mistake and that we need to repent and return to God. I pray for America, Lord. You put me in it, and I love it, and I thank you for it. What a blessing it is to live in this country. Help it, Lord, I pray, to come out from the snare, Lord, that it's in. To come out, Lord, from the sin, Lord, that's dragging it down. And to get on the solid rock of the Word of God. Help America, Lord, I pray. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we've already mentioned here that Jesus loved the church. He mentioned for husbands to love your wives even as Christ also loved the church.
Yes.
And gave himself for it. That's quite a challenge to the husbands.
Mm-hmm.
That just means you got to love your wife.
That's right.
In spite of any issues, you know, unconditionally.
No,
you just got to love them.
That's right.
I love my wife. She's not very lovable. She'll tell you she's not. She's listening right now. I love her. I fixed her breakfast this morning. Yes, sir. Amen. She wanted bacon, egg, on a piece of honey wheat bread, lightly on the mayo. I did it just like she said.
Yeah.
Last time I didn't put enough bacon on Sybil, so I loaded it down this time. She didn't have nothing to say about this and said it was good. That's what I want. I want to be good to her. She's been good to me.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the Lord, the Bible said the man wasn't made for the woman. The woman was made for the man.
Yeah.
If you want a woman, you got to learn how to love them. You got to learn how to be nice. You got to learn how to somehow just see the good and ignore the bad. Hey, I'll tell you right now, when she says, how's this look? Just do one that, what's that? They bite that candy bar, you know. And you know what he said? We was out there at Sister Sybil's this week. Me and Brother Head, she wanted us to come out there and load her brush up. We wasn't just two men in a truck. We was two old men in a truck. We're thankful to have these two young men coming up. Brother Head said, boy, that'd be a whole lot better. We get these young men to help out with the weddings, amen. But while we was out there, her grandson was there. He come out speaking in tongues.
He did.
Right. We didn't have an interpreter. I don't know what all he said, but he kept saying it on and saying it on. I told Brother Ed, I said, I ain't got a clue what he's saying, but he was at it, buddy.
Yeah.
And he telling us, you know, y'all ain't doing this right. I'm almost positive that's what he's trying to get out. But anyway, we made the best of it. We got it all loaded up, hauled off, and I put it down at the house, throw it off, throw the match in it. It got to burning real good, and it started raining, put it out, and I said, another day. I was working on Brother James's lawnmower. I've had it over a year. I'm
Oh, it's going to be a good one when I bring it, old buddy. It's got a brand new drive belt on it now. Got a brand new pulley on it now. Got a brand new motor on it now. Yeah, I just want you to know I'm an old man, but I'm bringing this thing back to life. It run when I got it, but it's going to run a whole lot better when it gets it back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We done got it all cleaned up, got it looking good, putting this new stuff on it. I think he's going to sell it when he gets it. He might be better off to keep it. It's going to be nice when I get it done. Amen. But, you know, but Christ loved the church.
That's right.
I'm preaching today. Do you love the church? And only you can answer that.
That's right.
That's right.
Now, you might say, well, Brother Eddie, I love the church. Well, if you do love the church, how much do you love it? That much?
Amen.
That much? Well, here's how much Jesus loved the church.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, he holds up this picture.
Yeah.
This shows Jesus and a man there got a nail in his hand, a hammer, and Jesus is hugging him.
Yeah.
You know what? That Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world.
Yeah.
Right. In love, he laid his life down. They didn't take it, he laid it down.
That's right.
And you know, in love, he took it up again, because if he didn't take it up again, we ain't going to make it. I'll tell you, he rose for our justification. He died for our sin.
Yes.
But Jesus loved the church.
Amen.
And you know, I've been in a lot of churches, and some of them, they ain't too lovable. I've seen them throw people out.
Everything.
And I wished I hadn't heard some of the things that some people said about some people. And I'll tell you what, I put them in the grave. Ain't coming back out. Amen. My mama told me, you ain't got something good to say about somebody, just keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, that's right.
And we ought to practice that. Amen. That ought to be one of the ordinances of the church. Just find out some way, say, boy, them nice shoes. I mean, say something. Something nice. Don't chew nobody up. Don't beat nobody over the head.
Right.
Hey, the Bible says we're supposed to forbear one another. What's that mean?
Amen.
That just means Brother Donnie told me how much he weighed, and I weighed a little less than he did. And I can forbear his weight, he forbear mine. Between the two of us, we couldn't make one good man, but I'll tell you what, we're going to work together this week. He's on vacation, we're going to cut some trees and limbs, do all kind of stuff. I hope to anyway. Man, we don't know what a day's going to bring.
Amen.
All I know, I may be in the hospital tomorrow. But and he may, we don't know. But on that love in the church, think about this. Do you love the church?
Amen.
Now, I'm going to go overboard here just a little bit talking about how much Jesus loved the church. And I'm just doing this so you can understand why it says Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Thank God he did. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But when I say do you love the church, do you say you love the church, or do you show you love the church?
Right.
Now, this is a good church.
Amen.
I don't really have to tiptoe around here.
No.
I'll tell you right now, I've been with y'all long enough to know you do love the church. I've saw y'all go through some troubled waters. I've saw y'all pull together. I've eat some of your pinto beans. I know you love the church, amen?
That's right.
Man, oh man, and Sister Carol about me and Brother Ed broke some pinto beans, cornbread.
Yeah.
I know she loved the church, amen? And y'all too. But listen, when it comes to love of the church, don't let it be by word only. I've always said this, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Jesus mentioned in Matthew, I think chapter 18, he said, "This people, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
Yeah.
And the Lord, the Bible said, God's greater than our heart, and he knows all things.
Yeah.
If our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive, because we do those things that's pleasing in His sight. Only reason I'm saying that is, God knows your heart.
Amen.
If you don't love the church, admit it. If you do love the church, hey, let the actions speak louder than words. Amen.
Amen.
I have something good to say. Amen.
Amen.
Good preaching, Brother Eddie. It'll be an amen right there.
Yes.
Do you pray for the church? You know, Jesus prayed. You know, there was a crucifixion before the crucifixion.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord prayed three times being in such agony that his sweat became as great drops of blood.
Right.
He same as crucified himself in the garden through prayer before he ever delivered himself into the hands of sinful men that, you know, spitefully entreated him, spit upon him, and beat him beyond recognition. I want you to know he went through agony in the garden before he went through the agony of Calvary.
Yes.
And you need to pray. Pray for me. You don't like me? Pray for me.
That's right.
If you do like me, pray for me. Mm-hmm. No matter what, pray for me. I need your prayer. The devil hates preachers.
Right. Yeah.
And he hates deacons. I'll speak about that to these men tonight. But I'll tell you, he'll turn your world upside down.
Yes,
there is a real devil down there.
Yes, he
will. You get good and saved, it don't come too long. You run head on to the devil. If you don't, you're walking with him instead of walking the other way. Y'all walking the same way, man.
Right.
But pray. Do you love the church enough to pray for it? Amen. Do you love the church enough to invite people to the church? Amen. Luke chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus said, go out in the hedges and highways and compel people to come that my house may be filled. You know, we've got a little room in here.
Yeah, that's right.
I did notice yesterday some more of these seats for sale for $20 a piece up in Liberty, Kentucky. They were a different color, but they had 80 of them. So I'm not going to completely discount that. I just kind of keep that thought there, praying about it, amen. But if you love the church and you love it, you'll pray for it. You'll invite people to come. And listen, if you do invite somebody to come, be here when they show up, amen. Pay your tithe to your church. You know, if you love your church, you'll pay your tithes. That's mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 and 2. Paul said on the first day of the week, you know, he said, don't let there be no gathering. When I come, have it ready. I'll come pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm telling the church, somebody got to pay the light bill.
Yeah, right.
Y'all give me $400 a month, and I'll put it right back in the offering plate. The reason I do, I'll get $2,000 a month, and that's pretty hard when you're paying the liquor bill, the cell phone bill. You know what I'm thinking about these Amish?
Yeah. Amen.
All thing they've got, you know, if they go buy any gas to run them Honda motors or diesel for them other motors they got, tire plants and stuff, they got no light bill.
Right. That's right.
No electric bill. And most of them have got a gasoline motor to run their water. They don't have a water bill. I'm a little jealous. We're not going back to horses anyway. I mean, gas only getting up $5 a gallon. We're either going to have to walk or ride a horse.
That's right.
But you know, some of that stuff, they're pretty smart. They don't have a house payment. They can raise a house one day.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can build a house. I've never seen such hammer flying all my life. They can build a house in one day.
Amen.
They got the wood piled out there, Christina, and I mean, one's packing or one's nailing or one's sawing.
Yeah.
Ronnie, they can bring a house up in one day. I've seen them do it.
Yeah.
They come in, and I mean, they got a mind to work. They get it up.
We get my
porch,
too. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, they must have took their time on their porch. Use the time, buddy. I'm telling you, they can build a house in one day.
Yes, I see.
Brother Ed, he got one right beside his house. They built it so fast, he missed it. I'm telling you, boy, they can get with it. They can do it. But pay your tithe. Somebody's got to keep the lights on.
That's right.
Somebody's got to have the air conditioning where it works. I never, you know, Baptists, they complain, it's too hot, too cold.
Right.
It's just never just right. But anyway, if it was too hot, do like Sharon did, take your jacket off.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If it's too cold, put it on. Amen.
Right.
But anyway, pay your tithe. You know, it's not a business. And I'll tell you this. The church does have bills. Some of them got more bills than it should have.
That's right.
And, you know, like I said, we've got the water bill, we've got the electric bill, we've got the heat bill, and Brother Jerry, he mows the yard, and he does that for free. I do the preaching for free. And we got a lot of things around here that won't cost you nothing, but you still need to tithe to the church. If you love the church, the Lord set it up to where the tithe, that means a dime out of every dollar will take care of all of the money, you know, needs of the church. Amen.
Right.
And do you faithfully attend the church. Hill, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
Right.
As a manner some is, me and Brother Ed have several times, there's nobody here being him. We just act like we haven't learned here. We learned that song pretty good. Want to be wonderful there, amen?
That's right.
And, you know, we just done the best we could. That was during the COVID. And that COVID did hurt a lot of church. A lot of church went belly up.
Yeah,
because of the governor's orders to shut the church down. I done told you about the tithe. They couldn't pay their bills. They couldn't stay going. And it hurt a lot of churches. And other churches, they were able to keep going, and we were able to keep going. But it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
That means when you're here, I'm glad to see you here. When you ain't here, I'm missing you.
Yeah.
Right.
David told Jonathan, he said, your seat will be empty.
Yeah.
He said, you'll be missed there. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse, mm-hmm. I think it's verse 15 or 16. Your empty seat causes someone to miss you.
Yes.
And they'll say, they asked me, where they at? I said, I don't know. And they'll be asking these deacons, where they at? And they'll have to learn how to say, I don't know too. I mean, you just can't make excuses. I mean, I can't make them here.
That's
I wish they were here. I pray for them to be here, but you can't make them here, amen.
That's right.
But you love the church enough to be here faithfully, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 18. No wonder I made such a mess out of that. Jonathan told David, your seat will be empty and you'll be missed.
Right, right.
But also Jesus said in Luke chapter 19, verse 13, he said, occupy
till I come.
I wonder what he's talking about occupying. That Chrysler Pacifica, Walmart?
No.
No, I think he's talking about occupying the church.
Amen.
Right.
He said, keep coming till I come. Can you imagine Jesus showing up here tonight? We've got three people here. He's, where they at? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, it'd be kind of embarrassing when the chief shepherd, the head of the church, shows up and we're not here. Amen. It can happen. But anyway, he said, occupy till I come. I think he's talking about serving the house of God and
amen.
Working in the vineyard of God. Now, that's just an introduction. Now we're going to preach. Amen. Jesus gave himself for the church. I just got 3 points. It won't last long. He gave his time. He gave his love. He gave his prayers. He gave his labor. This is kind of strange. But Jesus loved the church more than his own family.
Right.
His family showed up, Luke chapter 8, verse 19 through 21.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, your mother's out here, and your brethren and your sisters. You know what Jesus said? He said, this is my mother. This is my brothers, my sisters. You see, he loved the church so much that he wouldn't leave the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said if you want to about that, but the Bible says if we love them more than them, you know, we're not worthy of them. I'll tell you, he gave his all for us. We would give a little for him. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, he loved us so much, he wouldn't leave the church to go out to his mother. Now, he loved his mother. We'll be preaching Mother's Day here pretty soon. May the 14th. He loved the church. He gave his all. And we ought also to give today. Amen.
Right.
Not only did he love the church enough that he gave his all for it, but he loved the church enough that he might present it a glorious church. He never gave up on the church. Church has got a lot of problems.
That's right.
They've got a lot of fault. I've seen enough of it my own self. I'm not the one that's caring for the church. I'm not the one that's going to present it as a glorious church. But he's going to present it without spot, without blemish.
Yeah.
How do we present it? You see, words, got to be careful with them.
Mm-hmm.
Bible said, every idle word that men speak, they should give account of in the day of judgment.
Right.
Be careful with them words. They're not too much fun when you got to eat them. But, you know, just pray about it. If you ain't got something good to say about the church, pray about it.
Right.
If there's somebody in the church you're in disagreement with, pray about it.
Right.
If you don't like the pastor or the preacher, pray about it.
Amen.
Hey, if you don't like the singing, pray about it. Learn how to sing one or two. We'll work with you on that. Amen. I can't sing a lick. I thank God for those of you that can. Amen. Brother Patrick, he sung the song Wednesday night.
Yes, Lord.
I knew I was going to like it just soon as it started. He fired that thing up, and there's somebody back there wearing a banjo out. Before he ever got a word of that, I was already all in. Amen.
Yeah.
Good job of singing that song.
Yes,
amen.
It
was. Yeah. He left us in charge, and it needs to be holy and without fault. You know, I don't mind people speaking against the church. I just mind when it's true.
That's right.
As long as it ain't true, I ain't got no problem with them. Let them help herself. Amen.
That's right.
But, you know, it needs to be holy. He said it'd be holy without blemish. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a church's supposed to be. You know, there's no excuse for not putting the church in the higher ground. I know the ordaining gays. I know everything's gone rainbow crazy and insane. But I'll tell you right now, Jesus is not. Jesus is holy.
Yeah.
He wants us to be holy.
Yeah.
He wants His church to be a holy vessel.
Yeah.
He wants to put the blessing of God upon us. But we got to be on blessing ground. Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Amen. We're members of His body. He's the head of the church. He's the chief shepherd. We're His ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. And He needs to have the preeminence. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. Because He purchased the church with His own blood. Acts chapter 20 verse 28. He paid high dollar for a church. And the church needs to have a high esteem, a high regard for the love that Jesus bestowed upon each and every one of us. I'm telling you, we're in debt to Him. Our reasonable service should be to present ourselves holy and acceptable to Him. Romans 12:1. Not to be worldly, but to renew our minds, to be able to prove what is that acceptable, perfect will of God there in verse number 2 of Romans chapter 12. Listen, I'm preaching today on do you love the church? If you love the church, everything I mentioned this morning, hey, it's a man all the way.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you don't love the church, your problem won't be with Brother Eddie. If you don't love the church, your problem will be with him. Pilate examined him, and he couldn't find no fault in him. And listen, he purchased the church with his own blood. And listen, I want you to know, it needs to walk worthy of the price that was paid. Amen. That we might be in the family of God.
Yeah.
We get to heaven, we'll understand what holiness is, but we need to do the best we can to present ourselves the best we can until we get there. When we get there, we'll understand real quick what true holiness
Amen.
Is. Hey, I'll have holy clothes on. I used to have shoes that holds bomb. I didn't know it, but when I was down there praying, I hear people whispering, I looked and had a whole bomb of shoe. I didn't know it. But you know what? I still wore them. I had them resold. That's these shoes right here. They got brand new soles on them, amen. I'm one of them others out street preaching up there on the public square. I didn't know how to hold them, amen. Listen, if you love the church, you need to tell people you love the church.
That's right.
You need to show you love the church. Somebody said you won't have to say it if you show it.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what. Think about that. Jesus loved the church, and He gave Himself for it. That mind ought to be in you that was in Him. He saw the church as what it could be. He saw the church as what it was going to be.
That's right.
We might be transitioning, I don't know, But I'll tell you one thing, we're headed in the right direction.
Amen.
Because the Bible said when we see Him, we'll be like Him as He is, will be. And I'll tell you right now, I don't want to be too big a change. I know it's going to be a change in a moment, twinkle of an eye. But if the church is right, I'll tell you right now, we'll fit right in.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh my, I do love the church.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I didn't even know love till I got in a church.
That's right.
My wife was staying with a sick lady. Well, she did a lot of that when we first got saved. Well, she was already saved. I married her, she was saved. When I first got saved, she did a lot of that charitable type work. She'd stay with them, I'd stay there with the kids. And my wife had to have some surgery. She was in the hospital a pretty good while. I'll wrap this up quick as I can, but I do want to tell this little brother my remembrance I didn't even think about till just now. But somebody in the church, Brother Ed, Marla Spillman,
yes,
called me up.
She's a good one.
She called me up, Bonnie, and she said, Brother Eddie, she said, I got a big kilo of soup beans and some cornbread.
Oh, my.
She said, would you like to have them? I was speechless. She said, are you still there? We didn't have cell phone back then. We was on the old landline now. She said, are you still there? And I literally was speechless. I mean, I didn't understand the love of a church.
Right. Amen.
She knew my wife's in the hospital. She knew I liked to eat. She thought of me. She said, I got a big kettle of soup beans and I got some cornbread. You want it? She said that about three times. Finally, I was able to get the word out, yes. And, I got with her. She gave me them beans and cornbread. And I wolfed them right down. And I tell you, I'm glad, praise God, there's love in the church.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
We'll try our best to meet your needs. We'll weep with you. We'll rejoice with you. We'll be there with you. We'll pray with you.
Yeah.
Part of the church.
Right.
If a church doesn't have no love, then it's not much of a church. I'll tell you right now. God is love, His church, it ought to be full of love of God. When she called me up, I'll tell you what, I may not know what to say or what to do, but I'm glad she knew what to do. Amen. Thank God for women that know not only how to cook, but they know what to do with it when they see a need. She said, hey, I got you a kettle of beans, here's some cornbread. You want it? I said, yes, amen. Some of you have done the same with me too. But I hadn't been saved very long. And that was the first, I guess, encounter with the love of a church that I'd run into. I was speechless. I didn't know what to say. We need to keep that up. Find out that one that's hungry. Find out that one that's hurting. Find out that one that's in need and try to help them. That kind of love. I'll tell you, if you can do that kind of love, you can be Christ-like. Amen. In a Christless world. Father, we thank you for this message this morning. I certainly enjoyed just delivering the message, Lord. Help us to be doers, not hearers only. I pray, Father, Lord, we keep the thoughts of this message in our heart. Look for the opportunity, Lord, to fulfill the needs, Lord, that a church can do. Even a little church like this church, Father, we try to take out food baskets, Lord. We try to find ones that are in need. I pray for Ashley even right now, Lord. Me and Brother Donnie took her a bunch of furniture, Lord, trying to help. We may not be able to help, but let us never grow weary of trying to help. I pray for her and her family, Lord. We just want to be a blessing, Lord. And I pray you'll help us to be that blessing. And Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon. Brother, the invitational hymn if you need to come.